For the second straight offseason, a young Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver is in some legal trouble. If you haven't seen the news, Xavier Worthy was arrested on Friday evening in Texas in Williamson County on charges of domestic assault. This was first reported by Will Kunkel, who is of the Houston Fox affiliate, Fox 26 in Houston. His tweet or X post, whatever you want to call it, he said, former Texas star wide receiver and Chiefs wide receiver Xavier Worthy was arrested Friday night. The charges, criminal charge of assault against a family or household member by impeding their breathing or circulation. We can read into that. Sounds like choking. This is obviously not good. And it follows, you know, the offseason last year where Rashee Rice got himself into some trouble, drag racing, leaving the scene of an accident. We know all of that. So we also know, though, that in the wake of anything like this, we have the immediate speculation that a suspension is going to come. Let's take the legal aspect out of this. And I know I don't want to minimize this. I don't want to downplay it. But simply put, my job is to analyze football. So let's look at it from that vantage point. Anytime legal issues happen, the immediate assumption is that player is going to be suspended. And not only that, which isn't a bad assumption by any stretch, but that they're going to be suspended fairly immediately. Well, Rashee Rice has shown us that is not the case. He has yet to be suspended by the league because the NFL, unless it's a very egregious example, will let the legal process play out before they do anything. Now, I don't know all the details. Details are still emerging of this story. Maybe this is egregious. Now, if something is egregious, something is very, very, very bad, the NFL will act immediately. They will place a player on the commissioner's exempt list, which is basically a paid leave. You're not allowed to participate in any team activities whatsoever, but you are still paid. Now, of course, nobody's getting paid right now because they're not practicing. There's no games. I mean, heck, we're basically at League New Year. So I don't think that's going to be an option here. And again, more details are going to emerge as we move forward. But the more important thing here, suspensions do not happen immediately in the NFL. They don't. The NFL will let the legal process play out. They will do their own due diligence during the course of that legal process. They're doing that right now with Justin Tucker, for example. They have interviewed several of the accusers of Justin Tucker. However, they're not typically going to make any sort of decision on a suspension until we get to the end of the legal process. A lot of times, you know, something happens and then the suspension is like a year later, a year and a half later. Alvin Kamara's was a year and a half later. That is just how this works. And again, we haven't even heard anything on Rashee Rice. We're almost a year removed from that event. So the idea that something's going to happen immediately here for Xavier Worthy, I would not expect it. I would not expect any suspension, honestly, until we get to the end of the legal proceedings. And here we are, March 8th. I don't think that happens quickly. The wheels of justice tend to turn very slowly. And we really could be looking at a situation where he isn't even suspended until the 2026 season. So I really wouldn't worry on that side of things. Obviously, there are bigger concerns here than suspensions for Xavier Worthy. But at least on that front, I don't think we see anything here in 2025. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe the legal process plays out quickly. Maybe there, you know, there isn't necessarily any sort of charges, formal charges. Again, details are going to emerge. But if that process does start, then don't expect a suspension anytime soon. If we quickly resolve this, it would probably indicate that this wasn't that severe. And in that instance, there probably won't be a suspension either. But if this was a severe thing, the suspension is probably not going to be until 2026. Now, of course, Kansas City Chiefs have major concerns here at wide receiver. They did ultimately today, unrelated to all of this, re-sign Hollywood Brown. They got him on a one-year deal. Actually, a pretty good deal here, $11 million. He's just got to stay healthy, and he can definitely be a contributor for them. Because as of right now, Rashee Rice coming off of a major injury. Rashee Rice also very likely going to be suspended this season. So if he is suspended, that's probably half of the year. DeAndre Hopkins heading towards free agency. Juju Smith-Schuster, Justin Watson, Mecole Hardman also all headed towards free agency. Sky Moore still on the roster. They have Nico Remigio, who's basically a special teamer. So they have some work to do at wide receiver. I would not be surprised if they address the position in the draft, though this isn't the best draft. But ultimately, Xavier Worthy, his star was rising. He definitely filled some of the gaps that were left after Rice went out for the season. I think that trajectory still stays here in 2025. Again, the biggest takeaway here, not to downplay the stuff that happened off the field, but I really don't expect a suspension to come in 2025. It'll come after the legal process plays out. Typically, that takes a very long time. Check out ftnfantasy.com. That's where you get all my content, including my latest mock draft for the NFL, Mock Draft 2.0. Follow along with me on Twitter, X, at Jeff Ratcliffe, and I'll be back for another one soon.